Athabasca. Ready, set, decorate. The town of Athabasca will be hosting their Christmas decorating contest for another year, with some changes to the contest rules. Councillors discussed the contest during their September 19 meeting, when they passed a motion to approve the 2023 Town of Athabasca Christmas Decorating Contest, and another to purchase two $100 gift cards for contest prizes. As usual, participants can apply for two categories, residential and non-residential. But this year's contest will come with a few rule changes. Sarah Grayling was the first to offer suggestions about how councillors could be more involved in facilitating community participation after the topic was broached at a communication committee meeting. We, as a committee, think it would be valuable for our council to each commit to a nomination or more, where we would be out in the community nominating somebody, said Grayling. We could do it as a group, or we could do it individually, maybe with a partner. The idea resonated with many of her fellow councillors. We could do it as a social event, we could meet somewhere and go from there, said Mayor Rob Belay. I kinda like that idea. The contest was started in 2019, but Belay noted in past iterations of the holiday contest, participation wasn't as widespread as council had imagined. It hasn't been as good as we'd hoped, I'll be blunt, he said in a November 11 interview, noting several of the new rules are meant to try and encourage more people to do it. Council decided to include self-nominations for the contest, as well as neighbor nominations in addition to the councillor nominations brought forward by Grayling. I think self-nominations are fine, said Grayling. People who are participating can participate however they want, is my opinion. We shouldn't punish people for being engaged. Online entry submission deadlines for residential and commercial nominees begins the week of November 13 and will close December 11. Dates for the nomination tour and judging tour are yet to be determined, but the winners of the contest will be announced at the December 19 council meeting. Belay said hot chocolate for the judging tour is a must, and Count. Dave Paholik volunteered to provide Santa hats for councillors. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.